Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go over to Detroit, the voice of the Detroit Lions, Dan Miller, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hi, Dan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well, Bill. How you doing?
We're doing well. So give us the lowdown on your quarterback situation, man.
Not looking real good at this point. Matthew didn't practice yesterday. We'll see what happens today. My gut is he's not going to be in there this weekend. So don't know what the long-term outlook is. We haven't gotten a lot of detail on how significant the back injury is, but obviously it was significant enough that he didn't play last week, didn't practice yesterday. So not a good way to start the week if you're looking towards him playing on Sunday. So I would assume nothing guaranteed or official, but I would assume it'll be Jeff Driskel again this week.
So what does that do to this team? What does it do to the hopes? Because this was a season in which, you know, there were some upgrades. You were kind of feeling good about it. It looked like it to be the strongest division in football, and things just haven't – I mean, from the very start, things just haven't panned out that way. So give us a lowdown on where you're at.
I mean, yeah, they got off to – you know, the tie in Arizona was disappointing, and then they won two, and they're sitting at 2-0-1, and then it kind of – went south after that. They've lost 5 out of 6. So, you know, I think it's one of those cases where be careful when you think you know something because you probably don't. I thought coming into this year that this defense would lead the way. It finished last season strong. They've made some upgrades to it, and it just hasn't panned out. And it's been a significant problem. They're down near the bottom of the league in most statistics, and they just haven't been able to get, you know, stops at critical times. They have, you know, 4 of their 5 losses, they have had the lead in the fourth quarter, but they just couldn't hold it, couldn't come up with a stop, and there were times where the offense couldn't come up with a first down when they needed it. But and offensively, I thought that would be the question with the new coordinator in Dale Bevel, but it's been very, very good. But, you know, overall, just based on what we've seen so far, if you lose Matthew Stafford, you are in pretty significant trouble based on what has happened, because it has been the offense that has kept them in games while the defense has struggled. So unless that defense can turn it around and frankly play the way that a lot of people thought they were going to play at the beginning of the year, it's going to be tough. And that's ultimately what they have to do. It's not just next man up at quarterback. It's next man up everywhere else that people have to chip in and do a little bit more when you lose a player like Matthew.
I was going to ask you about the defense, because that was one of the fortes for Matt Patricia coming in, was going to make this defense a whole lot better. So is there rumbling now because it just hasn't been better?
I mean, I wish I had a reason for you. If you know, I don't know exactly what you mean by rumbling, but it's disappointing. And that is certainly being looked at as one of the major reasons that this team is sitting at 3-5-1 right now. So I think they're searching for answers. I don't know, you know, the coaches always talk about going back to fundamentals, doing this, doing that. Nobody's walking through that door that's going to fundamentally change who you are right now. It's got to be the guys that are here playing better. And, you know, if they don't, it doesn't bode well for this team going forward, just because it's tough, even when Stafford's in there, that you feel like you have to score every time you have the ball. And if you don't, you're going to be 2 scores down. And that's ultimately what it's felt like this year. And the offense has been productive, but sometimes, you know, it's just difficult to keep up if your defense just isn't getting stops.
Give me your thoughts on the division so far.
Look, I think Green Bay has obviously played terrific. I mean, the start that they're off to is great. I think all things being equal, I've kind of felt like Minnesota was the best team. If Cousins can even play, you know, 80%, 90% of what he is or capable of. But as long as Green Bay keeps winning, nobody's going to discount them. And I think I've had this conversation with it for years. Anytime 12 lines up in the backfield and takes the snap, I'm never going to count them out. They made some upgrades along that defensive line that seems to have paid off. So I think right now, clearly, those are the two teams that are going to fight this thing out. And we'll see where it goes from here. But they have, in a division where, you know, at the beginning of the year, I think a lot of people thought that anything was possible, those two have certainly separated themselves from the pack.
When the Packers got rid of Mike Daniels and he ended up over there, a lot of people, because the run defense here has not been spectacular. I know Mike Daniels ended up getting hurt. But just talk about the run defense that you guys have been able to put together, because there was a lot, like you had talked about, a lot of hope coming into the season. Injuries have certainly played a part of that. You had some young guys, though, and Tavai, also Harris. You were looking forward to having some of these guys, although T.J. Hockenson was going to add to the offensive side as the first-round draft choice, but the defense was looking to get deeper and better this season.
Yeah, I wish I had an explanation for you. They finished last year as a top 10 defense, and over the second half of the season, they were top five against the run. I mean, they were really good after Snacks Harrison showed up here. You know, Daniels, I think, is a guy that they were very excited about. He got hurt. He came back last week. He did get a sack. He's on schedule to play again this week. But even before Mike got here, this defense was highly thought of in terms of where they finished last season and what the expectation was for this season. So it's really disappointing, because that was projected to be a strength for this team. And frankly, if that defense had played even close to what people thought that it was going to be, I think they'd look a lot different, because, you know, ifs and buts. But this offense has been, I think, better than anybody could have expected with a first-year coordinator and the changes that they made. Again, I just think a lot of this comes back to their inability to get stops. And, you know, when you can't stop the run, it just opens everything up for the opposition. And really, that's been the case this year. There have been pockets where they've done a nice job, did a pretty good job on Saquon Barkley when they played against him. But, again, consistently week in, week out, it has been an issue.
Hey, before I let you go, I wanted to also ask you, you talked about, you know, kind of rumbling, so to speak. Matt Patricia, a lot of people had a lot of faith in him coming into that job and into that situation. Not that I'm thinking people are wanting him out of there on a very short period of time, because you look at some of the other coaches that have had trouble in the NFL that have gotten off to just horrific starts and trying to turn franchises around. How do you think Matt Patricia has done from his first year to his second year in handling the pressure of being the head coach?
I think he's gotten better in terms of handling some of the things off the field in the second year than he was in the first year. I think he kind of realized, you know, his relationship with the media can be better than it was in the first year. And I think he made a concerted effort in the offseason to kind of try to bridge that gap that he had with, you know, in particular, the beat guys that are out there every week. And it was contentious at times. And I think it's much better this year, and it's in a much better place. And I think that was, you know, something that he consciously tried to do. You know, look, it's about winning. Nothing else really matters. Everything else becomes collateral damage. You have to win, and that hasn't happened. So when that doesn't happen, you know, the job he signed up for brings criticism when you don't win, and that's the case right now. And, you know, fans are not happy. There was hope coming into the season that they had, you know, kind of turned a corner, and that hasn't happened. But I think he gets that. It is the life that you've chosen, the business that you've chosen, and it's where they are right now. When you're not winning, nobody's happy. When you're winning, it covers up a lot of problems. And they're just, you know, they're in the former right now. They're not winning. People aren't happy. I think he gets the fact that, you know, there are going to be questions about him, his job security, and everything under the sun. It comes with the gig, and that's where they are right now. They're just not winning. If you can find a way to get this thing turned around and start winning some games, those questions go away. But when you've lost 5 out of 6, you know, it just really opens up the floodgates for, you know, your critics to step out and people to start to really parse what you're doing and try to figure out what's going on.
Is the back injury for Matthew Stafford, is that career threatening?
I don't think so. We've gotten no indication of that whatsoever, and he hasn't been put on injured reserve. So, you know, he did have a back injury last year. We don't know if it's the, you know, same thing that he had a year ago, but we'll have to see just how much of it is season-threatening, you know, the rest of the way. So, but I've gotten no indication that that is something that could hinder him going forward or put him at any sort of risk for permanent damage if he was to keep going out there.
Dan, always good to chat with you, buddy. I would love to talk to you and hear you all happy and joyous with a few wins under your belt. It's just, man, it just seems like it's Groundhog Day over and over again, man.
Yeah, we'd like to try that. It's been tough, but you know, you just keep grinding away, and we're lucky to do what we do. The tough part is just seeing fans kind of have to endure it. I mean, I've said many times, the best part of my job is seeing fans happy, and when they're feeling it and rolling, that's great.
Right.
When they're not, it's not so fun, and that's where we are right now.
Dan, always a pleasure, pal. We'll talk again soon. Okay.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it,
buddy. There you go. Dan Miller, voice of the Detroit Lions, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can follow him, by the way, on Twitter, at Dan Miller Fox 2. That's Dan Miller Fox 2 on Twitter. Find him over there. You can follow him and everything that he has going on regarding the Detroit Lions. Again, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.